Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Next topic. Yesterday was the day that high school seniors had to say yes or no to offers from colleges. Some of you in affected families went through that anguish maybe until the last minute. And partly for some of you, we know those offers were not actually for fall admission, but for winter term or spring term admission, delaying till January. So we thought we would ask you, our listeners, for some advice for those kids. Anyone who took more than just a summer off between high school and college, call us up to offer some advice. If you took a gap year, as is more common in Europe and Australia, call us up and tell us what you did and what advice you would give to graduating seniors who won't be going to college until at least January. This is apparently a rising trend where some applicants are admitted to a college, but you can't start in the fall. You have to wait for a semester. So if this is you, you can call us up, talk about how this is affecting you or your children and what your decision-making process is about how to spend those 6 months. Or for anyone else who has taken a gap year or a gap 6 months or with any other advice for those delayed admittees on how to spend this time, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our phones are jammed with people who did something for a little while between high school and college. And I guess these, you know, these are economically, socioeconomically all over the map too, right? So Eileen writes on our, I guess it's from Facebook and Twitter, a collection of comments we've gotten already. A gap year can be awesome, but you have to have a plan so you don't spend the year playing Wii or working at the Gap. Travel abroad, volunteer, work part-time, an intern. Of course, you have to have money if you're going to travel abroad or volunteer or work part-time, an intern, right? So then we have, on the other hand, Laurel, who writes, I deferred for a year for financial reasons and because the college application process itself had been so stressful. I traveled and lived abroad, learned another language, and got a chance to grow up a little. Omar writes, yes, I drove a cab to earn my tuition money for the following year because I didn't have any financial aid at the time due to my immigration status. And Karen writes, I went to Belgium as an exchange student right after high school. It was an incredible experience, and I'm so glad I did. I learned to speak Flemish, handier than you'd think, she writes. But where, Karen, where? I grew up a lot, and I drank a lot of beer and ate a lot of chocolate and fries as well. Okay, could have done that part in college. Jane in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. My son, Harry, graduated in 2010, and by the time he was ending his junior year, he was just so sick of high school and so sick of school, and he kept talking about a gap year, and my husband and I said, and finally we said, okay, if you can fund the entire thing and plan the entire thing yourself, we're behind you, but you first have to apply to college. He went to art school. He got into Pratt. He deferred that for a year. He planned the year. He was in Portland, Oregon, which was his dream because he's a big artist and skateboarder. He had a job working as a after school teacher to young children. Then he was in Israel doing a volunteer one month.
I'm going to move on to some other callers because our time is short. But that's a great story,
and woofing. And now he's on the he's on the dean's list every semester. So he's a great student now and just had his first art show.
Volunteering on a farm, basically, is what woofing is, right?
So this
is a great story because it combines having experiences but also having a job. So you said he had to be able to fund it, and he did.
He did. He did the whole thing himself. He did it all himself. He traveled. He just learned, and now he's so motivated.
That's a great story, Jane. Thank you. Samarese in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
How's it going?
Good. You're off this semester?
Yes. So basically what happened was I'm a sophomore in college right now. Mm-hmm. I went to elementary school to high school in New York City, and now I'm going to St. John's University in Queens, New York. And this semester I had an emergency. I had to fly abroad. And when I came back, they told me to take an academic leave of absence. Mm-hmm. And I had the semester off. I'm going back next fall. But growing up in New York City and going to school, and all the public schools, what I realized is, like, we're all, like, entitled to, like, a uniform in high school career. So basically, all of my friends, we did the same exact thing. We had the same schedules. And now that I do have this time, I have the semester off, it's given me time to explore my interests. Like, I have a lot more time to realize what I like to do instead of what I had been doing for mm-hmm. the past, 12 years of my education career. So this time off, and I would tell this to all the students that are not going into college, like my sister is as well, if you do have the semester off, make most of it. Don't just be lazy and lay around. Grow, like, you have the internet and you have all these resources, and you can really grow on your interests. You can learn a lot more and you can see what you like. And now that you're going into college, if you find something that you like, you can educate yourself in that. You can major in that, and now have professionals teach you, whether it be music or anything.
I think you have a career as a motivational speaker.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. Let's see. Alan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brian. My son got a semester, deferred from a school a long time ago. He's in his early 40s now, but that one semester deferment was a wonderful experience for him. And the advice from the school, which was really important, was don't stay home. Get away from your home. Do something where you're away, where you're not around, and all of your friends are off in school and you're not. And spend that time doing something good. My son ended up in a kibbutz in Israel for 6 months.
Alan, thank you. Good story. Rory in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Brian. In 1987, I took a gap semester after getting admitted to my college of choice only as what they called the JFresh, a January freshman.
Right.
I was pretty unhappy not to get admitted for September, so I decided I had to do something that would be equally as exciting as going off to college. So I researched programs that you could apply to, educational programs you could apply to from outside of college, and I chose the experiment in international living, and I went to Granada, Spain.
Wow.
It was a homestay program. I lived with a Spanish family, learned how to speak Spanish really well, and learned a lot about Spanish culture. It was really hard being away, but it was a really good experience.
It's a strange little block of time, actually, right? This what did you call it? JFresh. So you have to start in the winter instead of the fall. It's not a year. It's like a few months.
Yeah. And when you get to the campus in the middle of the academic year, everybody's already friends with each other, and you come in, and you're this new person. And I didn't think that was an optimal way to start college. And actually, the college I went to stopped its JFresh program a few years later.
Right. Well, apparently it's happening more again. I guess it's a form of rationing, to recall our last conversation. But, Rory, thank you. Sounds like you made the most of it. Maybe people can learn from that. And Julie in Bethel, Connecticut. Hi.
My son, actually, he graduated from high school last year, 2011, and he realized at that point that he wasn't even ready to apply for college. His prefrontal cortex is so not, even at that point. But to his credit, he took some time to figure out what he wanted to do, and now he's hiking the Appalachian Trail by himself.
Oh, the old prefrontal cortex excuse.
Yeah,
I didn't know my prefrontal cortex isn't really fully developed until I'm 21.
Right, so he's pushing it back. So maybe he'll be in college when it's, getting closer. But what's interesting about him is that he didn't plan the trip very well, of course, and he's now crowdsourcing it. And putting stuff on Facebook and Tumblr and, actually getting people to support him and his trip. So it's pretty cool. He's learning a lot on the trail.
So people even use, Kickstarter or whatever to – probably not Kickstarter, but some of the other sites – to raise money to hang out before going to college, okay? Jerry and Clark, you're going to get our last 20 seconds. Can you do it quick?
Yes. I wasn't ready to go to college. I barely made it out of high school alive. I joined the Navy. I saw the world. I had a blast, and I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out of the Navy, but I certainly knew what I didn't want to do. And I went to college and figured out what I did want to do, but I wasn't ready for college before that. and Navy paid for college.
The GI Bill. Jerry and Clark, thank you. Thanks to all of you for your calls. And if you want to keep posting them for families who are going to be peering in and saying, yeah, what should we do with this J. Frosh admission that we got, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.